This is On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? With Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from Glow, actress Allison Brie. Welcome to the show, Allison. How are you?
Thanks, Mario. I'm doing as good as can be expected.
Yeah, you look great. You look great. We caught up not too long ago.
It's true. I like seeing you twice in one morning.
Right?
You know?
I mean, you can never have too much Mario. No Mario overload right there. And I can never have too much Allison. I, like you, like to keep busy. Sometimes double dip, like you did back in the day, shooting both Mad Men and Community, which was so cool because I was thinking about it. Two shows that are completely different, and it's sort of an actor's dream to be able to pull off something like that, right?
Oh my God, absolutely. They were two of my first jobs, and aside from it just making me feel really busy, I felt like the busiest actress in Hollywood. Yeah. Just got to go to my other job. At the same time, just like you said, I got to really work those acting muscles because on Community, and the vibes of the sets were very different too. So on Community, we were just like, I don't know how to describe it. We were like kids on a playground making fart jokes, yeah. Constantly making each other laugh, right. You know, pranking. And then on Mad Men, we were shooting a serious drama.
Right. Thespians.
Seriously. Yes. Nuanced work. It was great. It was really fun. Yeah. It's kind of helped me throughout the rest of my career, being able to go back and forth between those two modes and also just like the hectic nature of it. Like it'll never be as crazy probably as it felt then.
Right. No, exactly. How have you been holding up, by the way, during this whole pandemic? You spent your time here in LA or were you?
Yeah. Yeah. Dave and I have been at our house in LA. Okay. And we're doing okay. You know, I think we're obviously very lucky. So comparatively, we're doing great. And sure. We love our home and we love each other, which has proven to be the main thing.
Yeah, because it's been sort of breakup season for a lot of people during this time. So that's good to know.
And I totally get it. It seems like people are either breaking up or they're having babies. So I'm like, people are going hard in either direction. We're seeing middle of the road. We're just like, you know what? We're good.
No babies on the horizon.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay. We don't think so. Okay. We'll see. We'll have to revisit that. So this is cool. I like the premise of your new movie called The Rental, which coincidentally, you mentioned your husband, Dave, you both worked on it together.
Yes. Dave co-wrote it with Joe Swanberg and he directed it. It's his directorial debut. And I got to act in it. And it was just the most wonderful experience working together. We've worked together before, acted together in The Disaster Artist and another film called The Little Hours. Mm-hmm. So we've been on sets together, which I think that was the first hurdle. I remember being very nervous before we shot Disaster Artist, which was the first thing that we shot together, because I wasn't sure, some actors are very different when they're on set than when they're off set. I was like, is he going to be a totally different person? Am I going to be a different person?
Right.
Luckily, we were not. We're not psychos. So that worked out great.
How was he behind the camera?
Oh, my God. He just was fantastic. He's such a perfectionist. He's so meticulous. He's always had on every job, he's even as an actor, like had the full scope of the job in his mind, always wanting to get into the edit bay with directors and always being a part of like the PR in a really hands-on way and in an admirable way, really. And so I knew he would do a great job, but then actually getting on set and getting to see him work with everybody, he's just that perfect balance as a director of someone who you know you can trust because he has such a strong vision. And again, he's so meticulous about his ideas. And at the same time, totally collaborative. He's such a nice guy. If you've ever met Dave, he's like a really good person.
Oh, that's
and that
to hear.
Was reflected.
Yeah, I haven't had the pleasure. I think I may have told you, but I do know his brother pretty well. He's a great guy. But I'm a fan of his from just his work. So that's great to hear. And that's cool that you guys are happy and working together. So as far as the film, what's the premise?
The movie is about two couples who go away for a weekend and they stay at a rental home. And, you know, it really starts out as sort of like this character drama. It's about these two couples that are kind of interestingly interwoven, a husband and a wife, two brothers, the younger brother's girlfriend works with the older brother. So there's like a lot of intricacies going on there. And as their trust sort of starts to get whittled down between them, they become vulnerable to some other dangers that are lurking.
And I remember when we spoke prior about the film, Dave had some concerns about just like in real life, certain Airbnbs, and I had never thought about it before. Like, what if these people put cameras there? Or what if you don't, you know what I mean? But then I was thinking about it. The same could be said as the renters themselves, right? Who are these people coming into my home? Who are the, what, you know what I mean? It kind of can work both ways, right?
Definitely. The more press I do and the more I talk about it, that has been the thing that's been dawning on me. Like, I'm like, we think it's weird to stay in a stranger's house. What about the person who owns this house and their stuff is in the house?
Exactly.
And you're just staying in it. Like, yes, I think, you know, this movie also really plays with the idea of who's stayed there before you. Mm. What's to stop them from making a copy of the key and coming back whenever they want? And like, you know, it's, trust is the major theme in the whole movie. And it is like people trusting strangers to stay in their homes. We trust strangers, you know, to go stay in their space. But we don't really know each other. The country's in turmoil. It's like a very strange thing. And definitely, the camera thing is fully a real thing.
I thought about it since you told me. And like at the same time, people maybe do the camera thing more for like security. Too, right?
I was just going to say, not like I don't voyeurism so much, but perverts, but I guess I could see having like a camera in the living room to make sure no one's breaking things.
Right.
I do think the line is like, you got to disclose that, right? You got to say,
exactly.
So you guys know, we do have a security cam in the front of the house and in the living room and not in like the bathrooms and the bedrooms.
Right. No, that is a good, it is fascinating though. And I was thinking about it too. Both with homes and cars, like in Uber. What was it? Has it been about 10 years now since Uber or rideshare? We've been able to, you know, it is a fascinating thing. Just, come on in, stranger.
Just normal about it. Just getting in strangers' cars. Yeah, drive me. And with Ubers, I think about that a lot because I'm like, so now that guy just knows where I live.
Exactly. He totally knows where I live. Exactly.
Okay, see you soon. I feel like I've had Uber drivers pick me up and been like, hey, I've driven you before. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't like that you remember that.
Right. No, you're right.
They're just being nice, but I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you right there. It did make me kind of think. So no, that's cool as far as the movie. Let's talk about Glow. You've got a fourth and final season coming up. How much was shot before things were shut down?
We shot about two episodes. I actually think we have 2 days left on the second episode, which to me will be really funny like maybe a year has gone by.
Right.
Like people just walk in, their hair is like a little different.
Right.
Like
that's funny.
We shot for 2 weeks. We just have no idea when we're going to go back. So that's kind of this, it puts us in that state that everyone's in right now. Just this state of limbo of like, when will anything go back? It's sort of being in LA, you know, it's like, everything reopened, everything just shut down again. Our show is so physical. So I think it's going to be really tricky. I don't think we're going to be like the guinea pig show. I think we're going to be like one of the later shows once they've like figured out how to do it.
Exactly. And as far as Community, which of course had such a cult following, I know there's been rumors about a reunion or even possibly a movie. Any more talk? Would you be up for it?
I definitely would be up for it. There hasn't been, you know, the most recent talk was since we've been in quarantine, we did this community reunion table read and raised money for a couple great charities. And that was so fun. Mm-hmm. I think now that we all, you know, there certainly was a period of time where I would have just been like, the movie is never happening. People should let it go. And now that we all have some distance from it, and I think also compounded with the fact that the show went up on Netflix recently and it's like opened it up to a whole new set of fans, it's like reignited all of our love for the show and we are all feeling a bit nostalgic. It's so fun to see each other. We really are like a family.
Oh, it's good.
And so, yeah, I feel like this is the closest we've ever gotten to me being like, I feel like it could happen.
Yeah, okay.
But, You never know.
You never know. We'll see. Before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Okay.
Favorite show you've watched during quarantine?
Dave.
Okay.
Not just because it's my husband's name. It's a real show.
Sure, no, I'm familiar.
On FX.
Kevin Klein, right? Yes, okay. Celebrity crush growing up?
Oh, God. I mean, I want to just say you.
I'll take it. Very sweet, but you're nice. Makes me feel old, by the way. Favorite?
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding. The set you've laughed on the most? that you've worked on?
Oof, I have to say Community. It's very close between Community and Glow. It's a super tight race. But I think on Community, we just worked such long hours. And we would be like every Friday was a Fratterday where we wouldn't finish until 7 a.m. on Saturday. And at a certain moment, you know, we just got so delirious that we were like, it was just like constant bits.
That must have been fun. And what's something that you learned in 2020?
Oh, God, probably that, you know, it's been a very humbling year for most people, I would assume, but just kind of like taking in the scope of the world. I think there's so much that I've learned that's outside of our control and also things that we need to be more aware of. It's sort of been like a good ego check year, I think.
No, I agree. And where are you from originally, Allison?
I'm from LA. I grew up in Highland Park and then South Pasadena.
Is that right? Oh, you're one of the rare native Angelinos.
I know. Yeah. I'm a real unicorn.
Yeah. And you are, because you come across very normal.
Thank you. I survived. I was on the east side, you know.
Got
like,
it.
We're pretty cool.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not far from there in Pasadena, too. Well, nice talking to you again. And congratulations on everything. Watch The Rental out now in select drive-ins and on demand. Allison, thanks for checking in.
Thank you. Good to see you.
All right, you too. Take care.
On with Mario Lopez.